All right, guys. Hey, what's up? The Coach Witt here, coming at you from Live Active Charlotte. This is our third episode of the Live Active podcast. I'm here with Coach Buffy. Buffy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Coach Buffy. I am also a CrossFit coach here at Live Active Charlotte and do some personal training. I'm also the nutrition coach here. And I also do some personal training right up the road. So between the two of us, we got a lot of fun things that we do here at Live Active Charlotte, but mainly today talking about our nutrition.
Yeah, we're going to get right into it. As Buffy said, she's the nutrition coach here. I am a certified level 2 coach. I do personal training, CrossFit group classes. I also am the head coach of the boot camp, and I help out from time to time on this nutrition thing. So we've got a lot of kind of good stuff we want to get into today. We're going to talk to you today about our macros. If you don't know what macros are, that is our protein, carbs, and fat. And we're going to talk a couple minutes about kind of the roles of each, what they mean, how to find out, you know, how many you should be eating. And we're going to talk a little bit about the quality of our food versus how much we're eating. So Buffy, let's get right into it, and we'll start, I guess, with protein. That's probably the most important one. What is protein? Why do I need to be ingesting it? And kind of what role does that protein play in my body?
Cool. Yes. Protein is made from an amino acid chain, provides our body structure, regulates our functions, and also components of our enzymes. Really important role that protein plays in our body. It assists with immune system health. So immunity. So think how many times am I getting sick and am I ingesting enough protein? Protein should comprise of about 30% of our diet to have a good balance. And proteins, I like to explain it as anything that has a face. So an animal is going to have protein in it. If you cannot do animal proteins, you can also do complementary proteins, which are when you eat two foods together and they make up that amino chain. So two examples of those would be mushrooms and broccoli. You can eat those together to make up a protein chain, or beans and rice, rice and beans and rice. You've heard that together. Those are a complementary protein. Protein should be about 30% of your diet. Very important that you're getting that protein in building blocks of your body. Think about muscle, right? We all want muscle, and it's very important in our bodies, and we need to eat protein to build that muscle.
Yeah, this is a big one. If you're an athlete, if you are somebody that's working out 3 to 5 times a week, you're lifting weights, you're doing CrossFit, whatever it may be that you're doing, you definitely need protein. This is how we're going to build, our muscle. Like she was saying, 99% of our protein is going to come from animal products, lean chicken, ground beef, steak, things like that. And then she also mentioned kind of the combo ways to get protein. You also have like your shakes and things like that in there. And we're going to talk in a little bit about kind of how much or how often we need to eat these things. And we're going to touch on kind of post-workout nutrition and stuff like that. Just remember, most of us, protein's probably going to be the most important one and the one that probably needs to be paid most attention to, in my opinion. She said 30% was about what we want in our diet. How much do you think we should be getting kind of at each meal?
So it's best to have it over the day spread out as 30%. So if you were looking at your plate, we recommend that you eat like a plate method. It would be about a fourth of your plate or the size of the palm of your hand. So if you open up your hand or flip your hand over and take a look at that, for most women, it's about 4 to 6 ounces of a chicken or a fish, maybe even up to 5 ounces. And for most men, it's going to be more like 6 to 8 ounces, depending on the size of the male as well as the athletic abilities.
Yeah, so all of this stuff, all of these macros are going to be, for lack of a better term, kind of custom fit to each individual. Everybody's going to be a little bit different. That's going to kind of be determined by your size, how many times a week you work out, you know, if you have an active job or if you sit at a desk all day. So these things are not quite set in stone. We're all going to be a little bit different. We're just trying to kind of give you guys some guidelines to kind of live by. Remember, protein is that important one. If you're looking to build muscle, get stronger, we need to make absolutely sure we're eating enough protein every day.
Right. So let's talk about carbs. Carbohydrates. Everybody loves carbohydrates. They are very important. They're a main body source of fuel. So we drove here today, right, Whit? Did you put gas in your car today?
Not today, but I did yesterday.
But there is gas in the tank,
there
right?
There is, correct.
Right. So when you expect to go somewhere, get something out of that vehicle, you expect it to go because you've put that fuel in it. But a lot of times, folks, and I know you've seen this as well, will come into the gym or start out in an exercise program and they do not eat before they have nothing in their stomach before they start running or working out. And the problem with that is you're asking your body to perform with no source of fuel. So we instead want to think about carbohydrates being that fuel for our body, our body's main source of fuel. Because you know what? The body will break down if it doesn't have that glycogen storage replaced. It's going to be muscle.
Your muscle.
We just talked about having to keep that muscle, wanting to build that muscle. So really important that we're intaking carbohydrates over the day. You should have about 40% of the carbohydrates. Now, good carbohydrates. So let's talk about some good sources of carbohydrates. Those are going to be fruits, vegetables. We are looking for things that are high in fiber, low in glycemic index, and not spiking the blood sugar. I'm not talking about donuts. You know,
my favorite.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I'm instead talking about things like whole wheat, pastas, live sprouted breads, quinoa, beans, oatmeal, steel cut oats, starchy vegetables like potatoes, squash, sweet potatoes, talking about all the colors of the rainbow and the non-starchy vegetables, carrots, lettuce, things like that.
Yeah, you guys know what kind of healthy food is versus what junk is. And nobody is saying you should, you know, eliminate all food groups from your diet. But obviously, if you want to be successful, if you want to not only look good, but you want to be healthy overall, and you want to kind of reduce, you know, your risk of problems later on in life, you obviously want to be eating good sources of all of these, protein, carbs, and fat. You know, total calories overall is what matters, but calories are not all created the same. They all kind of interact with our body differently. You know, if you're, in my case, if you're somebody that can tolerate, you know, lots of carbs and you need to eat a lot of carbs to reach what you're trying to do, then that's okay. Other people, they kind of function better off of, you know, higher fat and lower carbs, but the majority of us are going to kind of be better hitting that 40% target, like Buffy said.
Right. And then let's talk about that last macronutrient, but I feel like a very important one as well, especially for athletes, is going to be fat. And we're talking healthy fats. Don't get excited. I'm not going to tell you go home and eat a big tub of butter.
Lord.
Sorry about that. Yeah. What I mean is healthy fats. So the fats reduce inflammation. They're super important because they make up our brain, our nervous system. They help with absorbing fat-soluble vitamins. There are lots of vitamins that you cannot absorb without healthy fats. So we do not want you to cut it all out. But we want you to think instead about some healthy fats. So omega-3s are a great healthy fat. Thinking fatty fish like salmon and herring would be a great source of healthy fats, as well as walnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, all kinds of nuts, almonds. Also thinking about avocados, plant-based fats, olive oil, and coconut oil.
Yeah, those all sound great. Remember, guys, fat is really easy to overeat, whereas protein and carbs are 4 calories per gram. Fat is 9 calories per gram. So even though we might say, hey, an avocado is good, healthy fat, if you're eating 5 or 6 of those a day, there's a chance that, you know, you could potentially gain weight. You could overeat. So just keep that in mind, no matter, you know, if it's what you would consider healthy, not healthy, whatever, you can overeat all of that. And fat is kind of an easy one to do. Fat plus carbs is probably the kind of the number one thing that people overeat. So just be aware and know kind of the amounts of each macronutrient that you're taking in on that daily basis.
Right. That kind of brings us to how much should we be eating, how often? So depending, like Whit alluded to earlier in this podcast, he was talking about each of us is going to require different calories for as per our goals, our gender, our athletic ability, how many times we're coming in, are we sedentary, are we non-sedentary? But that taking into effect, if you look at your total calories over and your total macronutrients over the day, it should be spread out every 3 to 4 hours eating a protein mixed with a carb mixed with a fat. So we should try to make it very macronutrient balanced over the day. We have found over years and years and years that eating style, especially when we're eating clean, staves off disease in the long term. So it's going to do better for your body versus just eating donuts on, you know, in the afternoon and no other carbs throughout the day, even though maybe you will hit that 40%, is better to do it over with quality macronutrients and balanced over the day. And as far as how much at each, like Whit said, it's easy to overeat fat. I never have a problem hitting that fat goal. I'm really good at that. But I do have to keep in mind as well that fat makes you feel full. So we want to be careful when we eat prior to a workout, especially a hard or a heavy workout, that we don't consume too much fat or the majority of our fat there at that meal, because that is where you will feel sick. Instead, sometimes I'll save that fat that I would have prior to that workout, and that would be the only time that I would eat it afterwards, because I don't want to have that nauseous feeling. Other than that, always pairing a protein with a carb and the fat is going to do better for your body in the long run.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to eat a big, fat, heavy, kind of laden meal right before you work out. That's probably just as bad or worse than not eating anything. Both are going to leave you feeling pretty crappy. Your workout's not going to be that great. I liked what you said about kind of spreading it out every couple hours. I think that's a good approach. You know, for most people, kind of keeps you fuller to where you're not always hungry. But I think for me, I think nutrient timing kind of comes down to your personal preference. I personally like to have a little bit more carbs in the morning because I work out in the morning, so I kind of need that for my workouts, and then I taper that off, you know, as nighttime comes. And my nighttime meal is usually like some kind of vegetable or something like that that's lower in carbs, because, you know, I like to have my toast at breakfast and stuff like that. So I think ultimately, it does matter when you eat, but I think kind of hitting those overall calorie and macronutrient goals are what's kind of the most important. And then we start tweaking, okay, I'm gonna eat this before and after, and you can really start playing with your performance and kind of your goals, and you can really custom design this thing to you. Number one, you know, what makes you feel the best, what makes you look the best, and kind of what suits you the best and allows you to adhere to, I hate to say diet, but what allows you to adhere to this lifestyle longer. If you're a person that likes, you know, maybe two really big meals and then kind of some snacking in between, as long as you're hitting those macronutrient and calorie goals for the day, I think that's okay. You know, but again, if you're eating the smaller meals, you're balanced throughout the day, you're going to be much more full, you're not going to really get hungry as much, and you'll kind of be better off there.
Yeah, and just talking a little bit more about the quality versus the quantity, I want to make sure that we also just keep in mind that not everybody is going to be at that tweaking kind of phase. And we understand that. Some of you are listening to this and maybe just thinking, well, where can I just start? I'm not even concerned about maybe hitting those numbers or even knowing those numbers just yet. I would say just start with eating quality macronutrients. So cutting a little bit of the sugar out of the diet, and maybe instead of that carbohydrate in the morning being a cereal or, grams or something like that, or a Pop-Tart. Instead, maybe that is a whole wheat piece of toast. So just cleaning up a little bit, going for a little bit more premium fuel for the gas tank versus maybe putting in the lowest grade fuel, if that makes sense. So just trying to clean up in those macronutrients, pairing them sometimes with the protein and the carbs and the fats altogether can just be a great starting step for someone who is just listening to this and hasn't gotten those actual numbers yet, or isn't maybe even working out yet.
Yeah, let's talk about kind of our average person that walks into the gym off the street. They know they want to get in better shape, they want to look better naked, whatever their goal may be. What's the easiest way for somebody to kind of start achieving that? And the first thing would obviously be cleaning up the diet, right? Most of us know that foods that are kind of high in maybe not the best carbs, sugar and fat, they're going to be hyper palatable. They're going to taste really good. They're easy to overeat. So what's kind of the quickest way to cut some of those calories and start to kind of pay attention to that? And that's obviously going to be cleaning up that diet a little bit. I think that's a great place to start for most people, especially coming off, the street. People might have been eating fast food or, any number of things. The best way to kind of get right into that and start seeing some results would be to clean that up, eat better quality food. Once you've kind of got the grasp of eating the quality foods and you know the difference between what's kind of better for you and what's not, then that's when you want to start kind of nitpicking these things, paying more attention to the individual macros and nutrient timing and even like supplementation and stuff after that. All of those things are important, but if you don't kind of have this quantity and the quality part figured out in the beginning, all that other stuff doesn't really matter.
100%. So just reviewing, we talked a lot about the percentages. So protein, carbs, and fat, 30% of your diet we recommend should be protein, lean meats, or those complementary protein that we were talking about, or animal products. Carbohydrates should be about 40% of your diet. And those we talked about, cleaner carbohydrates full of fiber and low in glycemic index, those being fruits and vegetables. And then we talked a little bit about the fats, healthy fats, that being 30% of your diet is what we recommend. And those being nuts, seeds, and of course, meats, dairies also carry those, and avocados. That being said, we would like you to spread those out, or encourage you to spread those out throughout the day. So we're not eliminating any food group. We're not looking at any of those fad diets. And instead, we're thinking about staving off disease and feeling better long term.
Yeah, remember, guys, like, we're ultimately not trying to make this just a short, quick diet. We want to have a lifestyle that we're able to adhere to long term. So I guess my biggest thing is find what works for you, find what foods make you feel good, what foods make you look good, and what foods that you can stick with long term. And I personally try to stay away from all of these fads that eliminate every food group. You might get some pretty good progress right in the beginning, but ultimately you're not going to be able to stick to that kind of thing long term. And then once you finally are not able to stick to it anymore, oftentimes we see that people just go off the deep end even worse than what they were before. So find foods that you like, eat to these correct macronutrient and calorie goals based on your individual kind of prescription here, and then stick to it. Probably above all of these, consistency is going to be, for me at least, the most important. If I stay consistent, all of the other stuff kind of falls into place.
Right. And if you need help with that, we are in Charlotte. We're located in Steel Creek. And we are, it's our program. Our program is guided, tested, and we've been utilizing it here for about 2.5 years. And it has been very successful, helped a lot of folks achieve those goals that they set with us, and really see behavior change and lifestyle change. Some of them elite athletes, all the way down to just folks coming in, getting off the couch. So like Whit said, it really starts with your food. You can find us there. You can find us at liveactivecharlotte.com. And we will hopefully post a link under here so you can get a quick 15-minute consultation with a nutrition coach free of charge for listening to this podcast.
Perfect. Thanks, Buff.